Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning. Okay, joining me now is Attorney General Alan Wilson. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Tara. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving last week.
I did. I hope you did, too.
Always, yes.
Absolutely. I want to dive right in because the hot topic today, obviously, is these strikes on these narco-terrorist drug boats. You did a great piece on this, Donald Trump doing this and a lot of people saying we can't shoot them. It's a war crime. Tell us a little bit about what you wrote.
Well, first off, Tara, I've got nearly 30 years of military experience. I'm a graduate of the U.S. Army War College. We study case studies like this all the time. And when you look at what foreign countries are doing, you know, people assume that you're not allowed to use the military except for conventional war. But unfortunately, in the new world that we live in, you know, countries like China and Russia and now Venezuela are not doing full spectrum conflict. They're not engaging in full scale war. They're operating in that gray zone just below war action. And so they're using, military assets to conduct operations that don't rise to a full level of conflict, but still nonetheless compromise the national security of the United States. You saw Russia do it with the Wagner Group. You see China doing it with the Little Blue Men and the fishing fleets around Taiwan. And you're seeing them do it here with the narco-terrorism drug trafficking boats that are bringing in hundreds of billions of dollars in illicit narcotics into the United States. And so this is public safety, but this is a national security issue. And the military is well within its legal and statutory rights to interdict these things, destroy them, and prevent this, this war, this drug war in the United States from taking place. I fully support the president's doing. He not only has the legal authority to do it, he certainly has the moral authority to do it, and we should support this.
Getting a little bit into legal authority to do this, they keep asking the Democrats, what are the war crimes? What are they? And even the Democrats can't say what the war crimes are. They just like to use the word war crime. Sounds kind of cool.
Can you get into that
a little, given your experience?
Well, absolutely. I think one of the things that they're attacking is this belief that when one of the boats was struck by a missile, that there were some individuals in the water clinging to the side of the boat.
Yeah.
But the boat was still there, even though it was on fire. And what people don't realize is that when you have a military operation, the military objective, it may be to neutralize a boat, but also you want to prevent that boat from being able to call other boats in the area or being able to be used by the enemy to, be a facilitator of other attacks or other interdiction or some other drug trafficking operations. And so, the hitting of the boat the second time they're claiming is a war crime. But when in fact, if you know the full operational parameters, it could be to do more than neutralize it, is to prevent that boat or its occupants or anyone around it from being utilized to facilitate more drug trafficking. So if that boat can be used to call to radio in what's going on, that could compromise the overall military objective. So, my position, and I know the people. I've served 30 years, the people in the Pentagon right now that are advising the Secretary of War, the people that are doing the legal analysis of these types of interdictions, they're friends of mine. I've talked to them. I know for a fact that they have vetted these missions, and I know that these are fully within President Trump and the Secretary of War's discretion to use military assets to prevent, you know, nations like Venezuela and the Maduro regime from using organizations like Tren de Aragua to facilitate this large-scale drug trafficking in the United States. This is a war, but it's just not a conventional war. And that's what people have to understand.
Really interesting, and I was wondering if you could comment on this. The Dallas Express got from a federal prosecutor a letter written by the director of military intelligence for Venezuela. He is thankfully now in a U.S. prison. He was just convicted. And it's a letter to Donald Trump. And he was saying, look, I coordinated a lot of what's going on, and that you need to understand that under Hugo Chavez and now Maduro, what we've been doing. And he says, the Maduro regime weaponized cocaine, but also collaborated with FARC, which is a terror group, ELN, terror group, Cuban intelligence, and get this, Hezbollah, to export their violent criminal network. So Hezbollah is an Islamist terror group designated by the U.S. to export their violent criminal networks, including Tren de Aragua, into the United States. And he says in the letter that Venezuelan and Cuban intelligence infiltrated U.S. institutions for two decades, including military installations. And he says they have not just Tren de Aragua, but Hezbollah networks inside the U.S. And that Trump is doing the absolute right thing with these boats, and that there is a terror connection there. And all of it was spearheaded by Cartel de los Soles, a network of Venezuelan military officials that, you know, he says weaponized cocaine and drug trade against Americans. But he says every one of them acting inside the U.S. answers to Maduro. And he said these are acts of war, and we intended to export our muscle with the help of Hezbollah into the United States, get a ground network there, and then essentially begin, in, you know, exerting influence in the cities that our gangs take over. We saw this in Aurora, Colorado. We saw this in El Paso. And now we've got it in writing from this guy. I mean, to me, that sounds like a war.
Well, Tara, I couldn't agree with that anymore. I mean, that's exactly what I've been saying. I mean, the left would have you believe that the only time you can conduct a military operation is when you are fighting a uniformed military nationalized force that is state recognized. And the bad guys, the terrorist organizations in other countries, they know this. And they know that the left will try to constrain the United States. So what they do is they take the uniforms off. They engage in third party proxy groups like Hezbollah, like Tren de Aragua and the like. And they say, OK, guys, we're going to do other things that will compromise the national security of the United States. This just isn't a drug operation to make profits for bad guys. This is a legitimate attempt to undermine the national security of the United States of America and do it at a level below the threshold of full-scale war, but nonetheless try to accomplish the same results at a full-scale war. So using a military operation to stop another military operation is fully within the president's right, and that's why I wrote the piece.
Alan Wilson, you are, of course, the Attorney General of the state of South Carolina, but you are also running for governor. I know there's a new poll out. Tell me about that. What's your take on it?
Well, first off, I mean, I saw the poll on Monday when it was released. I mean, look, obviously, we love the fact that we are constantly a front runner in this race. But you know, make no mistake, I'm not looking at this poll and saying, hey, we're good, we've arrived. No, this is just a snapshot in time. It obviously is showing some people in this race are plummeting. Others are somewhat stagnant and others are, you know, still in the rear. But it shows consistently that I am near the top or at the top of the pack. And again, it shows that our message is resonating as we crisscross the state. But Tara, we got 7 months to go. And this poll is a good one for me. And I believe that it is accurate. I believe that we are the front runner. And that is why I'm getting attacked every day. But we have 7 months of hard campaigning to do. And the only poll that I really care about is the one that's going to be conducted on June the 9th by the people of South Carolina.
Alan Wilson, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Thank you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Folks, you got to wonder who exactly the Democrats consider their constituents these days. Great question asked by Laura Ingraham last night.
Politicians are elected to represent their constituents and their values. But who exactly are the Democrats' constituents these days?
People on a boat in the middle of the Caribbean carrying cocaine are not a direct threat to the lives of our service members or Americans.
Most narco traffickers are not in those boats. They pay people to do that. And usually people are not significantly involved with narco trading. It's the way they make money.
There is no such thing as a narco terrorist. There are very, very bad narcotics people, cartels, etc. But they're desperate to make this look like it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda, because that's the very thin line on which their illegal use of the United States military to take these people out resides. War crimes were in all likelihood committed.
Okay. Let's just be clear here. Do you remember this level of concern when Rachel Marin had her head bashed in for refusing to give in to rape? See, I don't remember that. Do you remember this level of concern or even interest from Democrats when a 12-year-old girl was raped and then her body killed and then her body stuffed by Trende Aragua members into that culvert? See, I don't remember that either. Do you remember that level of concern when another beautiful young woman down in Georgia had her head bashed in while she tried to jog? By a guy, by the way, that the Biden regime paid to fly from New York down to Georgia because he just wanted to, and they'd fly anywhere if you were an illegal. See, I don't remember that. I don't remember this level of concern, the tears practically running down their faces. But folks, don't forget what we face and who these people we're killing are. $50,000 bounty. $50,000 bounty on the head of a Border Patrol sector chief. And then we find out what? Where do these bounties come from? Oh, Mexico, cartels. International cartels. They okayed them. Bounties on their heads. Did Democrats care? No. In fact, Newsbusters showed that they blacked that story out in the mainstream media. This is who these people are, and this is what they're willing to do. The same ones running these precursor chemicals out of Venezuela, Cartel de los Soles, into Mexico, where they are assembled, and then up through the rat lines. It's all the same, and at the top is Cartel de los Soles. By the way, I have an absolute bombshell today on that we're going to get into coming up next. Do you want to know why Trump is so interested in Venezuela? I'm going to tell you. It's going to blow your mind. It's a warning from the former head of Venezuelan military intelligence about who they ran into this country, who is here, and what they're doing. And you can see from it why Trump is at war with Venezuela. But let me just give you an example of what we're up against here. Why we have to kill these people in our hemisphere. And remember what Trump said last week? This is not just boats in the water, okay? It got so bad about a week and a half ago when we were, about 2 weeks ago, we were at the height of they're putting these bounties on our heads. We're watching the cartels hang banners in Mexico threatening to kill Cash Patel, the head of the FBI. And what does Trump do? He goes, from the Oval Office, says, look, to all you cartel leaders, I have your addresses. I know where your families are. I'll take you out from the sky. Why did he say that? I made a big deal of it at the time. He's telling them, do not put a bounty on ICE's head. We know the Democrats are telling you it's basically okay, wink, wink, nod, nod, we're cool. ICE is bad. They're Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. But it's not okay with me. You touch a hair on their head, I will drone you from the sky. That is what Trump is doing here. Do you understand this is a war? Do you? And folks, this is not just theoretical. We had one of the gang leaders. He was the gang leader of the 18th Streets. No, I'm sorry, it's Latin Kings in Chicago. I start to get confused. There's so many of them. Latin Kings in Chicago, where he picked him up, he texted the instructions to execute the border guard and the ICE agents. They just weren't able to pull it off. Remember they did the car ramming? Do you get this is a war and the Democrats are on their side? We got these idiot libertarians, not a lot of them, but there's a couple of them on our sides. Well, you know, we cannot. Shut up. This is a war. And if Trump doesn't go full strong arm, people, a lot of them are going to die, including our agents. I mean, folks, let me just remind you. Let's just go. I want you to understand what you're facing here, okay? This is a network. It runs from Shanghai and China through Venezuela. As Marco Rubio, our Secretary of State, explained the other day, this is a this is not a country. It's a transshipment network. It's like a filling station, like a zone that it all moves through. So what happens? 18th Street Gang, when the cartel bosses start calling for the murder of these ICE agents and putting bounties on their heads. Do you remember? One of them tries to execute ICE agents. This is from Department of Homeland Security. ICE arrests an illegal alien who is actually a wanted killer and gang member. Remember, this guy's just 3 weeks ago. Antonio Israel Lazo Quintanilla. His only crime in the U.S. is driving without a license. He's an illegal alien. He's wanted, though, in El Salvador for aggravated homicide, extortion, possession of drugs, and a litany of other felonies. He is a confirmed member of the 18th Street Gang. Opened fire on ICE agents in a drive-by shooting. Now, here's what's interesting about him, okay? And this is how you have to think of the cartels. This is what Trump's doing. Where's this guy from? El Salvador. 18th Street Gang. He's wanted there for murder. By the way, you should see the picture of him. I've got him up on my X feed. He's got 666 tattooed across his forehead. So you know, a guy definitely looking to assimilate and just get a job and share in the American dream after he kills ICE agents in Democrat City. Sure. Okay. He's from El Salvador. Why is he answering the call of Mexican cartel leaders for assassinations? Because it's the same network. It runs all of it downstream from China, from Shanghai, where the precursor chemicals come. They run them through Venezuela, then up through Mexico, through El Salvador, and up into here. The Democrats are going to war and with the cartels on their side to defend their rat lines. And there is one person they need out of the way to do it, and that is Pete Hegseth. And that is why you are seeing the hoaxes. That is why you are seeing the coup that they have launched against Pete Hegseth. If they can get him out of there anyway. By the way, did you see the Signal chat drop today? Yeah, Inspector General says Pete should have, he screwed up, could have put soldiers in danger. We didn't have any soldiers on the ground in Yemen, you idiot. We fought the Houthis from the sky. What soldiers? The ones running the drones in Kansas out of a basement? What are you talking about? But again, the inspector general is a Democrat. So this is what you get. They're trying to get Hegseth out so they can move up the guy they want, who will then disobey Trump, protect the rat lines, protect Venezuela's leaders, but most importantly, protect their human trafficking networks for long enough to keep them in place until they can steal another election. That's what's going on. It's a coup. It's a bunch of lies. Washington Post just made them up. And now Democrats are pretending that the New York Times never debunked it. It's crazy. Well, you should see what's going on the Democrat side. No, it's nuts. Newsbusters documenting how the sheer shocking scope of the Somali fraud operation has been completely blacked out, almost completely blacked out by the mainstream media. But what they are carrying is Trump calling Somali immigrants garbage. So the left is going wild. Some of them showing up as trolls today. They have no idea what they're talking about. Trump's a racist, racist, racist. He hates Somalis because they're black. What? No, what he was responding to was the 50% immigration fraud rate that Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, was talking about. So this is one of those things that, well, you know, just a handful of people, you know, they just, you can't tar them all for what? No, it's 50%, 50. That's not just a small group of people. This is a systematic, really unraveling of our system. And that's what Trump was referring to. But the media doesn't cover that. Their media, ours does. Fox covered it, Newsmax covers it, OAN covers it, but not mainstream media. So they run with this craziness about the racism. Take a listen.
You told me to look into Minnesota and their fraud on visas and their programs. 50% of them are fraudulent, which means that wacko Governor Walz either is an idiot or he did it on purpose. And I think he's both, sir. He brought people in there illegally that never should have been in this country, said they were somebody that they're not. They said they were married to somebody who was their brother or somebody else. Fraudulent visa applications, signed up for government programs, took hundreds of billions of dollars from the taxpayers, and we're going to remove them and we're going to get our money back.
Okay. The federal prosecutor who spent 5 years on this. And the reason, by the way, it is fascinating watching the City Journal's coverage. This is what's really scary, and this is what I've warned you about for a long time with these immigrants that are profoundly corrupt, criminal organizations basically moving into the country because there's no real vetting. Here's your problem, that they would begin to take territory. In most cases, it's the cartels, but Minneapolis is a little bit different. And that the political, i.e. Democrat, control structure would cover up their crime as they merge with the Democrat Party. That is what you are seeing with Tim Walz, but this time small immigrants instead of the cartels for a change. Shocking stats, okay? The federal prosecutor who spent 5 years prosecuting this, because you know why he took the case? The state police had glommed on to this fraud a long time ago because the state... Health and Human Services employees had gone to the police to try to get someone to stop the Democrats and these Somalis who were, you know, basically stealing federal tax dollars. And local prosecutors wouldn't touch it? Why? That, what does that mean? That's conquered territory. It's like Mexico. So he had to come in with the federal government. So the only reason this prosecution took place is because it was launched 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago, under Donald Trump's first term. Or there wouldn't have been a prosecution because the state won't touch it. Now, how big is it? Folks, this is astonishing. This is Minnesota federal prosecutor Joe Thompson, the guy who did all of this. Listen.
He recently told investigative reporter Eric Rasmussen his team continues to find more fraud across a variety of taxpayer-funded programs.
The example I'll give is 1 million seconds is about 11 days, more or less. 1 billion seconds is 32 years. To give you a sense of how much $1 billion is, it is an astronomical amount of money. I think we've all come to understand the magnitude of the fraud problem here in Minnesota.
From feeding our future to autism treatment centers to housing programs.
I think ultimately we'll have prosecuted $1 billion worth of fraud. Not that there was $1 billion, there's far more.
Billions.
Billions.
Do you have to sort of triage cases? Do you have to make hard decisions about what to pursue, even if there's something over here that might be legitimately troubling?
Absolutely. I mean, we can't prosecute all the cases. That's not even a realistic goal. We have to pick the ones that have the most impact.
Okay. Folks, to give you an idea of the size of this fraud, Christopher Rufo, the editor of City Journal, put it this way. $1 billion, there is tops 100,000 Somalis, immigrants, in Minnesota. The actual figure, if you look on Google, they'll say 84,000. But let's go with 100. Let's go with the tops. Let's be as kind as we can. That's $10,000 stolen per immigrant. Let me repeat that. That works out to $10,000 stolen per immigrant. Again, half this population Just in the cursory look at it, Department of Homeland Security has committed visa fraud just to get here. Now, obviously, each one of them didn't steal $10,000. I got to put that disclaimer in, obviously. But it shows you the grotesque amount that was taken. And folks, understand this. This is the craziest thing Joe Thompson said. He said there have been, under Tim Walz alone, that they have found since 2019, 28 cases of fraud. This is across multiple federal agencies, 28. They've only prosecuted within three of them. And he says, I just don't have a staff. And he said, I really need state prosecutors to help me, but they are all Democrats. He doesn't say Democrats, but he says they won't touch it. And I'm going to fill in the rest. It's because they're Democrats. It's because they're Democrats. Here's Christopher Rufo, the editor of City Journal, which broke a lot of this.
The traditional American story is that immigrant groups would come over, they would learn the American customs, they would learn how to speak English, they would try to assimilate into the culture. And if they had bad elements in their own culture, for example, Italian Americans had the mafia, it was incumbent upon them to reject that kind of criminal activity and then to correct it. So you had famous Italian Americans like Rudy Giuliani going after the mafia. But in Minneapolis, we have precisely the opposite. The Somali community leaders like Ilhan Omar are defending the very people who committed billions of dollars in fraud. They're ripping off taxpayers and exploiting the high trust social safety net established by Minnesotans in the past. It is absolutely outrageous. And I think the president, again, I don't like all the language. I feel the same way as you do. But the president is right to hammer these people and especially to hammer the leaders.
Okay. So Kristi Noem announces, hey, we found this massive visa fraud. We're going into Minneapolis to get these people who've committed crimes. And what do they say? You've got the police chief saying, hey, if you see anybody with a mask on, all these ICE agents wear masks so Democrats and the cartels don't assassinate them or car ram them or find their families. I mean, they're in danger all the time. And he says, if you see anyone in a mask arresting somebody, call 911. Wow. Wow. So what's Ilhan Omar's response to all of this? Well, some people did something, as she once said about 9/11, but it ain't no big deal. Some people did something. Okay, we'll play it coming up next. Right about now, your liberal friends are very confused because their media keeps them so dumb. The details of this Somali fraud have been largely blacked out by the mainstream media. The New York Times, to their credit, did do some reporting on it, even seeing that the fraud was facilitated by Democratic officials who knew that at a minimum it was going on, but did nothing. They actually reported that in the New York Times, read it the other day. But if you're getting your news from news clips online, mainstream media blacked this out. In fact, they're blacking out a lot of things lately. So if your liberal friends are walking around saying, it's all racism, Trump just hates brown people, that's why he wants to kick him out. And you're like, what? Once again, last night, just the latest example, NBC News, to their credit, was the only nightly news class to report on this thwarted Delaware terror plot. Same story. Immigrant from Pakistan just got here, wants to be a martyr, traveled recently to Pakistan, thought it'd be cool. Luke Moncon is his name. University of Delaware students go ahead and martyr himself. He said in his manifesto, that the students were the target, students and staff, and that he had been training for battle efficiency, kill all, martyrdom, all combatants, he wrote. Yeah, so just another immigrant looking to come here and, you know, settle in. That was blacked out. In fact, I like to go to newsbusters just to understand the mentality of my liberal trolls that I have, because they know nothing. They're told nothing. By the way, before I get to that, Ilhan Omar, though, Jake Tapper does a 6-minute interview in which she goes on and on and on about the terrible racism she faces. Poor baby. This country's so racist, we took her in, but now we're racist. We must not have noticed she was black or something when we issued the visa to Somalia, where everyone's black. They never confront that, by the way. We're a racist nation, they say, when they get here. But didn't we invite you here? Right? We would have known you were black. Kind of hard to explain. Shows the fraud, which, to Jake Tapper's credit, he actually spends 30 seconds on. No details for the mind-numb sheeple, you understand. But he asked her about the fraud briefly. Listen to what she said. Folks, this is the billion-dollar fraud version of some people did something on 9/11. Remember when she said it wasn't any big deal? Some people did something on 9/11. We can't talk about it, though. Take a listen.
Can you shed any light on why the fraud got so out of control in Minnesota?
I think what happened is that, you know, when you have these kind of new programs that are designed to help people, you're oftentimes relying on third parties to be able to facilitate. And I just think that a lot of the COVID programs that were set up, they were set up so quickly that a lot of the guardrails did not get created.
Yeah, okay, that's one of the three fraud cases, whatever. The other two, that was Medicaid. Again, $10,000 per Somali immigrant in Minnesota. That's what $1 billion equals to. Yeah, some guardrails. Shoot. Anybody would have stolen the money. We thought it was free. Yeah, but now everything's fine. Hey, let's move on to Trump's erases now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.